Couple years down the road, you get out of your SUV, you walk across hot pavement, you feel the heat of the sun radiating up at you from the asphalt. It's like
Wow.
one of those kind of hot days
Yeah.
where you're getting attacked from above and below. So you kind of walk at like a, brisk, moderate brisk pace because you can't wait to get out of the parking lot and into the cool, refreshing indoors at a Costco.
Okay.
You show your little badge, you pull it out of your wallet. You actually don't pull it out. You've got the kind of where you like flip it out,
Oh yeah, sure.
like
Yeah.
it's a cop's badge.
But it's for
You
Costco.
it's for Costco. You flip it out there. You keep it there just long enough for the lady to see it, and you just fucking snap it back. You don't want her looking too long.
Why?
Because your relationship with Costco is sacred. It's just like again, a few years down the road, you've fallen into a different way of life. You live in the burbs,
Yeah.
right? You got a
What?
wife and kids.
Really?
Yeah.
What
It's
the hell?
Sunday.
What the hell happened?
You're going to Costco. It's Sunday out of football season. You're going to Costco.
Okay.
So yeah, you go to Costco, right? Family, your wife and kids, they don't mind the heat as much as you. So they take their time getting inside. You gotta wait there by the door underneath the fan. Take your cap off. Blows the fucking sweat off your forehead, your
Yeah.
bald ass head.
Yep. Still bald.
Oh, that does not change. So you wait for them inside, right?
Yeah.
You see him walking up, you kind of like motion to your wrist, like, come on, like time's ticking, like the kind of like that,
Sure.
So you get inside, you got one of those big ass carts. You're walking around, you're getting the staples, The shit that you buy, the fucking granola bars and the box of Easy Mac and cereal, and you get pasta sauce, all the big shit that you buy for the week or whatever, your
Yeah.
family grocery trip. So you're walking around, stuff's just getting thrown in your cart. You're kind of like thinking about the money that you're spending. Like you're not really like focused on anything in particular. You're just kind of there pushing the cart around, doing what dad does,
It's so
You
weird that
push
I'm a
the cart.
dad.
Oh yeah, you've been a dad for 5 years now.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Who's my wife?
Her name is Charlotte Sherbert,
Yeah.
and she, you met her several years ago after a show. One thing led to another. She got two kids.
Wow.
You
Boy or
know, she
girl?
had a, you got a, you have a one of each. She had a house, kind of out in like Georgetown. You moved out there. You're teaching English. Had a grade school. So you're happy.
All right.
You love your wife. You love your kids. You love your life.
Okay.
You've really enjoyed being a dad. So even though you're just there to push the cart and you're just there to pay for, the bill and to buy a slice of pizza on the way out the door, that's just what you're there to do. The kids are going to run around. Your mom's going to watch after them. You're just there to be a dad, and you wouldn't trade it for a fucking thing. So you get home, right? You're unloading your cart, right? There's a knock at your door. I'm knocking in here, but I don't think it gets picked up.
No, I don't think it does. That's too
But
bad.
just know that we're knocking. So there's a knock at your door. There's a UPS guy out front. He looks at the people. He goes, "Costco delivery." Because you ordered, when you were at Costco, you ordered 150 cases of Hostess Twinkies.
150?
150 cases.
Oh no. Why did I do that?
Because you and the missus have a little project in mind where every year your like little subdivision has like a little parade, and you know people like make little floats and they do little they dress up, you know, they throw
Yeah.
candy out to kids. It's just like a little thing that they do, and you and your wife are making Twinkie the Kid. He's just a giant Twinkie that's made out of other Twinkies.
Wow. Okay, that's
And it's
cool.
kind of like an inside joke. Because so what happened was you and like four of your friends and like their wives were all in the pool. And you like you went off a fucking high dive, man.
Yeah.
Right? You went off the high dive, you did like a full flip. And you
Holy shit.
yeah, you barely a splash. Like it was
Really?
incredible. Yeah.
How did
The
I
in fact
get?
the lifeguard was like a trial diver at the Olympics in like the 90s. His name was Scott Shepherd.
Scott
And
Shepherd?
Shepherds, plural.
Shepherd's heard.
He watched your dive and he saw it and he goes, "Holy shit, that would have made Atlanta." That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Scott.
And you like come out of the pool and he goes, "Man, they ruined Richard Jewell's life, you know." And then you go to say something and you like kind of like bob up out of the water and your pants are gone. And everybody in your friends group saw your cold, shriveled, shrunken public pool penis.
Fuck.
And they all started calling you Twinkie. So you and your wife are making a giant Twinkie the Kid. He's like a Twinkie. He's wearing a cowboy hat. He's got a lasso, you know? He's got a bandana on that just says, "Fuck you." Right? Right?
Yeah, because you know what? Fuck you. Yeah, I
Yeah,
had a tiny
exactly.
shriveled pool penis. What do I
And
care?
there is like one, two. So it's like, again, 150 cases of Twinkies. There's
That's
12 boxes. So there's like a gross of Twinkies. What's 144 times 150? You're talking over 100,000 Twinkies that you're
wow.
using to sculpt this giant Twinkie. And the dick on this Twinkie the Kid is just one Twinkie. And it's at the very bottom and it barely sticks out. You can hardly see it through the mass of the rest of the Twinkies.
Oh my God.
So you place your order. It's showing up at your door. You take it out to the garage, right? You have them drop them off out there.
Yeah.
You got like 2 weeks before the start of this thing. So you guys are going to get to work on it tonight and, you know, every night till it's done.
Jeez.
So you
What are my
guys spend
kids'
like the
names?
next your little girl's name is Terrica.
Terica.
Terrica and Cobbler is your boy's name.
Terica and Cobbler Dean. Cobbler Dean. Oof.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Why did I do that to that kid?
Her dad, she comes from a long line of cobblers. You know, her dad was a cobbler, her grandpa was a cobbler. You know, she just wanted to honor what they did to get her to that point in her life.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Terrible name.
So yeah, you know, you're you got the 150 cases of Twinkies. Over a
Wow.
100,000 little sponge cakes. Who knows how many calories you got sitting in your garage right now, you know?
Yeah.
So you,
Empty calories too.
oh, for sure. And you've like told your friends about this. You've like told them what you're gonna do, right? So they know what you're doing, right? They know that you're planning this thing where you're making a Twinkie the Kid. And they're just kind of, you know, in on the joke, right?
Yeah, pretty
They
good
love it.
joke.
It's a pretty good joke. And this, to be fair, like this parade has like yielded moments like this in the past.
Like
That
what?
this parade has had its fair share of tawdry moments. 1989, there was a woman, her name was Linda Belmont. She it was like a square subdivision, right? There were probably 20 houses in the whole little area. A little square inside of a square. And she went around the fourth, or I guess like into the fourth turn and just took her fucking top off, shaking her
Whoa.
jug around. But, kids saw it. That was 89, in 96, a guy, Tim Skidmore, he got real drunk and just pulled a gun, right? And just
Whoa.
rode around and, terrorized people. He just would not stop his float. It ran until his battery ran out, which is about 3 hours. Just shit happens, right? One time a
Yeah.
couple got divorced on a float. Another guy like saw his
Whoa.
wife cheating on him while on a float.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's been a whole thing.
This is
So
a
a little.
very intense parade.
Why do you think they still do it?
Oh, so it's kind of like known for this.
As the old saying goes, the summer parade at Terry Wood Glen never gets old. Terry Wood Glen is your subdivision?
Terry Wood Glen.
Yeah, it's Terry Wood Glen. All the houses look exactly the fucking same. They're all painted the same, right?
Oh man.
Everything looks exactly the same.
This is a suburban nightmare of this whole thing.
Yeah, but you fucking love it, dude.
Okay, yeah, that's cool, I guess. Whatever.
So the Terry Wood Glen, summer parade is always like the highlight of the year for the people in the neighborhood, right? Don't see a lot of kids around during that time. A lot of kids get sent away, stay the night with grandma and grandpa or whatever, right? There's a lot of adult themes, a lot of adult interactions, Even
Really?
if it's not blatant, it's a lot of suggestion that you just don't pick up on as a child.
Oh wow. So this is the thing
Yeah.
where I grow, the older I get, the more I start realizing, oh wait, there was a lot of
Swinger activity and,
wow. Geez, okay.
just people gambling and
Gambling.
drugs and, oh yeah. Yeah, in the summer of 2002, there was an illegal craps game that some guys were just running like on in the middle of the street. They were just playing. They fucking built a craps table, and just one guy had it in his garage, and he was like, "Let's bring this bitch out in the daylight," And so they just set it up on the street, and they were playing craps in the middle of the road. And a cop pulled up and was like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" And some guy won like $3,800, and the
Whoa.
cops just shut it down. And yeah, that guy went to prison for a long time.
What happened to the $3,800?
That depends on who you ask. If you ask Martin Feldenberg, that money was stolen from him, and
Wow.
he never saw his winnings. You
Oh.
ask a rookie cop who happens to roll up on a gambling game for the first time in his career, he might have another story.
Jeez.
Point being, a little bit of a Twinkie Dick's not going to hurt this parade.
Sure.
Or its sensibilities. So you got everything loaded up in the garage, right? You're holding it together with like cake frosting. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of a project. Right? You're using that as like your glue. You're ready to crack into the first case of Twinkies. You slide your fingers underneath the flap in the box. You feel the pressure of the tape against your index finger. You
What?
feel it yield to your pressure.
Yeah, all right.
You feel the tape sort of give way a little bit the harder you press. You press and it hurts a little bit, but man, it kind of feels good.
Hurts opening the Twinkie box.
Yeah, you're pressing your finger up against that tape. It's really bunched up there.
Okay.
Your wife comes out, she goes, "Just use a fucking knife, Pat."
Jeez.
She cuts the tape. Your finger slides along the edge of the box. You get a paper cut right on your hand.
Ah, fuck. Damn it.
Just kind of laughs. She laughs at you and she goes, "Just use a fucking knife next time. Stop with this
Okay.
bullshit."
Sorry, jeez.
She just smiles at you, right?
All right.
There's like a TV in the room. And then, you turn it on. You got basic cable. You're doing pretty good for yourself, you know?
Cool.
It's like a local news. They're breaking in and they're talking about how the financial markets over in Asia are taking a nosedive, and how there's a real fear of like a global financial event is on the immediate horizon. Like it's literally hours away.
Wow.
So you guys kind of like look up and you stare at the TV, and like the newscaster has like legitimate fear in his eyes, right? You guys start looking on your phones and like, yeah, like the Japanese markets are like folding, like things are like going under, and
What do
like
I do for a living right
money.
now?
You're a teacher.
Right, I'm a teacher, so okay, so
Yeah.
I'm not doing any kind of like comedy or anything, I'm assuming.
Not really, no. Certainly
Okay.
not for like money, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So,
So you
I mean,
guys both like
yeah,
you
all
kind of
right.
like you're it's a little bit later at night, you know? You guys are like reading the news and like all this kind of stuff, and you actually go to the bank and you take out as much cash as they'll let you get, right? It's like $5,000 or something.
Oh, I'm like worried.
Yeah, like there's like legitimate concern. There's people tweeting about it, and you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna go get this just to have it as in case this does turn into like an emergency. I'm gonna go get as much money out of the bank as I can right now.
What are people like tweeting? Like, what are they saying?
People are just like, oh fuck, like just like very upset. You see like a lot of it is coming again from like Asia, so you don't really have like a good grasp of the language. You have been working on it, but you're not there yet. You're just like reading
What?
reports. Yeah, like you're learning Mandarin.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're not working very hard on it, but either way.
Then why
So
even
you're
do it?
like, because you just want to tell yourself you're working on it. You're working
Oh,
on
fuck.
something,
All right, yeah.
just
Shit.
one of those. So, you go to the bank, right? There's a few cars ahead of you. Everybody's like talking about it. Like the place is kind of a buzz, and you've all got the same idea. You're pulling money out of the bank. You get as much out of there as you can. You go home, and over the next 48 hours, the financial system across the globe collapses. The value of currency is wiped out. Society is on the brink of collapse. Like it's that dire.
Jeez.
Things, everything is shutting down. And like there's like real concern that like people in big cities are going to starve. That, like it's already there will be like an impact on the elderly and the sick. Like they're not gonna do well in this kind of scenario, right?
No.
And you guys, so that like Twinkie project kind of gets put on hold,
Well, yeah, I was
right?
just thinking,
Right.
fuck, like I just spent all that money and
Yeah.
oh, this sucks. Oh no. All
So now you just
right.
have like 150 cases of Twinkies in your garage. So 48 hours goes by. Things are bad. Another week goes by. Things get worse.
Yeah.
A month goes by. Things are pretty dire for a lot of people. You guys are just kind of existing. Like there's no like for some reason, like the power grids are on. Like people are just like, yeah, who fuck it? Who's gonna turn it off? Why would we turn it off at this point?
Oh,
They're
okay,
just like
yeah.
on, just like that kind
Man,
of shit, where
things are
it's like
really bad.
you can sort of function as a society in a way, but like nothing is really working the way that it needs to in order to sustain a healthy, thriving populace, right?
I guess, I mean, how soon do we like break into those Twinkies?
So about that first week, right? The first week rolls around. You guys do have a garden. A lot of the, there's a community garden. And at first, everybody was like, yeah, we're going to pitch in. We're going to like be here for each other. And then when that food disappeared overnight one night, everybody got kind of on edge.
Ooh.
So there was a lot of tension in Terrywood Glen. So, you've got your garden, right? You've got, you had some, you had a deep freeze, right? That you had the cow that you bought at a 4-H auction earlier in the year, butchered up. You got enough to last you like a little while, but it's not going to be there forever. So a couple weeks in, you go out to the garage and you find that somebody has opened up the Twinkies. There's a whole case of them gone. You go into Terrica's room, you see wrappers on the floor. You should think, what the fuck? You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So you have a sit down with the family where you tell them, like, when there's no food left, that's when we get into this.
Man, that's not a very good plan, though.
But you don't really have much of a choice, you know? One day your friends Dave and Karen come over and they're telling you, they're like, we got nothing. We don't know what we're gonna do. Like, we don't know where our next meal is gonna come from. So you kind of look at your wife, she gives you a solemn nod. You go out to
Yeah.
the garage, you grab a case out of a box, and you come back and you go, this is all I can spare.
Yeah.
And they look at you with incredible thanks, right? Like an immense amount of like gratitude. They leave your room, your house in tears.
Crying over a box of Twinkies.
Yeah. Later that day, another couple friend of yours, Scott and Wilma, come over. And Scott and Wilma said, hey, we heard, that you got Twinkies laying around. They're like, we're out too, man. Everybody's out. I mean, there's nothing left. They go, if you're holding out on us, like, that's pretty fucked up. And you kind of go, okay, look, I can give you one box, but I don't have anything else,
Yeah.
right?
At some point, I have to kind of put my family first here.
Yeah. So you go outside, you pull a box out of the box, you give it to him, and you go, I don't have anything else to spare.
Yeah.
And they kind of look at you and nod and they leave. Later on that night, you're thinking about how they're kind of like out in a garage. You hear like a somebody scuttling around out there,
Oh, no.
bumping into your trash cans. What do you do?
I grab like a baseball bat or something and I rush out there because it seems like word's gotten out.
You grab a baseball bat. Never been swung before.
Never.
Never. He bought it just for an occasion like this.
Oh, wow.
You step outside, you turn like your outside light on, and you see your friend Scott at the door of your outdoor, your like outside detached garage.
Scott.
He freezes in place. He just starts crying. He goes, Pat, I got nothing else. And he keeps like messing with your doorknob. He's trying to pick the lock.
I tell him to leave. You got to get out of here, Scott.
He goes, I can't do that, Pat. He goes, I have nothing. He goes, what am I supposed to eat tomorrow?
I don't know. But those are my family's Twinkies.
He turns around. He goes, I knew it. He goes, I knew you were hiding some from me. He goes,
What?
you selfish son of a bitch. This is the end of the fucking world. And he kind of like takes a step towards you.
Holy shit.
He like puts a finger in your chest. He goes, we've been friends for 10 years. He goes, you got boxes upon boxes of them in there. He goes, what the
Well,
fuck is wrong with you?
it's the end of the world. Also, I'd like to point out that you're breaking into my fucking house. That's kind of
He
fucked
and
up.
he like sl he like backs you against your house and he slams his hand against the vinyl siding on your home. And he screams, "You're the only one with any fucking food."
I'm the only one?
He turns around. He walks right back over to your door. He starts like putting his shoulder into it. He goes, "You could just give me the keys. You could just unlock this."
All
He's
right,
like, "I'm
fine.
getting in there."
Here's the fucking keys. I guess I didn't know I was the only one who had food. And it's just Twinkies. I mean, this is not good.
So he over the next like, I don't know, 14 hours, he just kind of like takes all the Twinkies out of your
What?
garage, and you and your family slowly starve.
What?
You and your family starve in your house. He stole the rest of your Twinkies, and there's
What the
nothing to eat.
fuck?
And he slowly just stole all
Scott!
your Twinkies. You just let him take everything.
Well, I thought it was framed in such a way. Oh.
He showed up, and he just like kept taking them. He just kept taking them, and there was none left. And you went inside, and your family, you told them that like other people were hungry too, and then there was just none left, and everybody just starved.
I didn't know that was gonna happen. I thought, fucking
Yeah. Well,
shit.
people don't eat, they starve, Pat. And all four of you guys starved right there in the living room. You all
Well,
died
I
at the
would have done
exact
something. The
same
exact same.
time.
Oh no. Fuck. Oh. I feel like I would have, if I knew we were starving, I would have stopped him eventually. I didn't realize, there was a lot of withheld information on this one, I gotta tell you.
He just kept taking them, and eventually he took all of them. I don't know what more you want me to say. He took all of them from you. And at no
All right.
point did you recognize it or stop him. And then
No, I guess
eventually there
not.
was nothing left for you to eat. So you and the rest of your family starved to death at the same time.
Oh, fuck Scott. Fuck
Yeah.
you.
You knew it was coming. You were like right there. We were like, guys, this is our last night.
Yeah.
You threw a couple logs on the fire. You just got drunk. Everybody in the house got drunk, even the kids. You guys just all got drunk and you passed out and you starved to death. You're an
Start.
open, you're a roaring open flame.
Ugh. Ooh.